Federal judges have temporarily blocked a Trump administration rule that would have made it more difficult for immigrants to obtain green cards if they use government benefits like food stamps and Medicaid. The so-called public charge rule was slated to take effect yesterday, but the judges' rulings in California, New York, and Washington brought it to a halt. Those rulings have left immigration advocates breathing a sigh of relief, at least for now. Children's Action Alliance is an Arizona nonprofit focused on the state's children, and as the group pointed out, the public charge rule and its delay has a direct impact on Arizona families. According to CAA, one in four Arizona children live in a household with at least one immigrant member. Samin Qasim is the new president and CEO of Children's Action Alliance. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So what would the public charge rule have meant to kids here in this state?
Well, first and foremost, public charge is a rule of legal immigration. So this is for families who have been sort of playing by the rules all along and who are now seeking a green card for the first time. But with the changing rules, the changing public charge rules, it's caused great uncertainty and fear among Arizona families. And what we're seeing, what we're hearing reports of from nonprofits and from health centers, is that this confusion and this sort of shifting immigration landscape has really caused confusion, and folks, families are withdrawing from benefits that they're legally entitled to and withdrawing their children from benefits as well, especially health care.
So what kind of impact might that have? I mean, we're mostly, I would imagine, talking about Medicaid, maybe the CHIP program, kids care in Arizona. Are we talking about kids just going without health care at this point?
Absolutely. So if you're withdrawing from healthcare, then children are not going to be able to see a doctor, get a checkup, go to the dentist. They may forego SNAP benefits as well, which means that they will not have enough food. And when you go to school and you're not feeling healthy, or you have a toothache, or you haven't had enough food to eat that day, then you're not going to be able to pay attention. You're not going to be able to succeed and learn. We think that there are about 390,000 children in Arizona that are living in households that would be impacted by this rule. And we can't, of course, say who is going to make what decision. We just see an increasing uninsured rate for children in Arizona. That's really concerning us. And we don't think that this is because of the strong economy. We think that one in four children are feeling the impact of this new rule and the changes and the uncertainty.
So with all of that uncertainty and with things changing fairly quickly, how do you try to react and reach out to folks to explain to them what's going on and what they can and maybe what they shouldn't do?
Right. So our first priority has really been to tamp down on misinformation and rumors, because you know that rumors can run rampant in the community. So we want folks to understand and get the right information out so that they understand, it does this impact them? If you already have a green card, if you're a refugee, if you're already a U.S. citizen, this is not going to impact you. If your children are enrolled in benefits or members of your household, that will also not be weighed against you for a public charge test, as it's known. So we want folks to have the right information, know what does and does not apply to them. You mentioned kids care. Well, kids care actually does not count as a public charge, only Medicaid, and not for children under 21 years old. So we want families to understand what applies to them and what doesn't. Seek legal help if they can. We've compiled a list of legal immigration resources for them. They're on our website. And to make the best decision for their family at this time.
How easy or difficult is it to reach out to these families and to get them the information that they need?
Well, families are seeking it. We heard about public charge because we work with community organizations around CHIP and kids care, and they were telling us, families want information on public charge. They've heard about this. They're confused. They don't know what this means. Can you come and present? Can you provide a fact sheet? Can you send us information? And that's why we have really been paying close attention to the policy, following the lawsuits, and compiling the most accurate and timely information that we can. It's important for families to know this rule did not go into effect yesterday. The law is the same.
All right. That's Samin Qasim, the president and CEO of Children's Action Alliance. Samin, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.